You're hearing sounds there of violent clashes in Spain on Sunday as the autonomous region of Catalonia held a referendum vote for independence. Hundreds of people were injured as the National Police Force, in riot gear, descended on polling stations, overturning tables and destroying ballots. Here to explain what happened and what to expect in the wake of the vote is Rafael Minder. He's Spain correspondent for The New York Times and also author of the book, The Struggle for Catalonia. Rafael, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
Well, Rafael, we saw reports and video of these clashes at polling places. Many of them turned violent. Was this type of confrontation expected on polling day in Catalonia?
It wasn't expected to be violent, for sure. The idea that the police would step in and prevent the vote was expected in the sense that Catalans had been warned. They were getting ahead of themselves. They were staging an illegal referendum, according to the Madrilen government and the Constitutional Court. But obviously the fact that they intervened using the police in a very forceful way with riot gear, and that this ended up provoking some very ugly images as well as leaving people injured, that wasn't expected. And that's a pretty big shock for people who've lived in this fairly young but stable democracy for 50 years.
And how are people across Spain and Catalans themselves reacting to the scene over the weekend?
I think in your question, there's two very different reactions. I think in the rest of Spain, people are probably welcoming the sign and proof that the government is firm, that it believes in the rule of law, that it doesn't let Catalans flout the constitution. In Catalonia, for sure, people are pretty shocked. They went in to vote, knowing that it would be tough for that vote to mean very much, but they didn't think that their own personal safety was at risk.
And what does that vote mean now? I mean, it seemed pretty clear that the vote from Catalans themselves would overwhelmingly approve independence. That might be tough to verify given the clashes, but even if that's the case, what does it mean going forward?
Well, that's anyone's guess, really. There's a very conflicting interpretation. Catalans say this gives them a mandate to perhaps even declare unilateral independence later this week. The Madrid government says that there was no referendum as such. It's illegal. And Catalan separatists should know that they're in a situation of insurgency, facing very tough sanctions, starting with suspension from office. So it's not that the vote settled anything, far from it. And obviously it was a one-way vote. I mean, the result makes it look overwhelming, 90% in favor, but the people who are against independence boycotted the vote. So we don't actually know from this vote what Catalans want.
And what is the Catalan government prepared to do to leave Spain now? And the corollary is, what is Spain prepared to do to prevent it?
Well, what the Catalans will do, we'll have to wait a little bit. They have now essentially to spend the next 48 hours deciding whether they really want to make this vote binding and declare unilateral independence. What the Spanish government will do is step in, and they will most likely use their emergency powers to seize back full administrative control of Catalonia, which would be the equivalent of moving into a state like California and, you know, getting the governor out of his office. So that's what's facing us, a very uncertain time, and definitely no clear answers as to whether Catalans are closer to independence than they were before yesterday's vote.
And you mentioned that across Spain, outside of Catalonia, most Spanish people overwhelmingly would support that kind of, well, I'll call it a crackdown from Madrid.
Yeah, they would definitely not see it as a crackdown. They would see it as imposing the rule of law and imposing the constitution, which they see as worthy of protection as Americans consider the American constitution. And yes, they would certainly, they don't feel that the Catalans have a mandate to speak even on behalf of their own people and just walk away.
Rafael Minder, Spain correspondent for The New York Times, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.